Close your eyes and start with thoughts of goodwill, metta. Goodwill is a wish for happiness, true happiness, which has to come from within, which means that your true happiness doesn't conflict with anyone else's, which is why you can develop metta as a universal attitude. You can also reflect that happiness has to come from your actions. This principle applies to you, it applies to everyone. So when you're wishing that you find true happiness, you're not just saying, may I be happy just as I am. You want to look at your actions, your thoughts, your words and deeds to make sure that they really do lead to genuine happiness. If there's any area where you can become more skillful, that's how you show goodwill for yourself. The same principle applies to other people. They are going to be happy based on their skillful actions. So when you wish that others be happy, you're wishing that they be skillful. In other words, that they don't harm themselves, they don't harm anyone else through their thoughts, their words, their deeds. And this is an attitude you can have without hypocrisy, even for people who are maybe misbehaving in horrible ways right now. You hope that they see that they are genuinely causing harm and they have the desire to stop. So start with thoughts of goodwill for yourself. May I be truly happy. And then spread the same thought to others. Start with people who are close to your heart, your family, your very close friends. May they find true happiness too. And then spread that thought out into ever-widening circles to people you know well and like. To people you like, even though you don't know them so well. To people you're more neutral about. And to people you don't like. Remember that the world would be a much better place if everyone could find true happiness within. Spread thoughts of goodwill to people you don't even know. And not just people, living beings of all kinds. East, west, north, south. Above and below, out to infinity. May we all find true happiness in our hearts. And bring your attention to the breath. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths and notice where you feel the breathing process in the body. When the Buddha talks about breath, it's not the contact of air at the nose. It's one of the properties of the body itself, part of the wind property. It's the energy in the body itself that allows the air to come in and out through the nose. So notice where it's most obvious. Might be in the chest, might be in the abdomen, might be in the head. Wherever you're most sensitive to that energy, allow your attention to settle there. And then ask yourself if long breathing feels good. If it does, keep it up. If it doesn't, you can change. You try shorter, more shallow, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. Experiment for a while to see what rhythm and texture of breathing feels best for the body right now. If your mind wanders off, just drop whatever the thought is and you'll be back at the breath. Wanders off 10 times, 100 times, just keep coming back 10 times, 100 times. Don't give in. Don't get discouraged. Each time you come back, reward yourself for coming back with a breath that feels especially good. That way you'll be more and more inclined to want to come back. And of course, you don't stop with just one breath. Breathe as many times as you like in a way that feels especially satisfying, especially refreshing. Energizing if you're feeling tired. Relaxing if you're feeling tense. Soothing if you're feeling frazzled. Think of the breath as medicine for the body, medicine for the mind. If there are any pains in the body, you don't have to focus your attention there. Focus on the parts of the body that you can make comfortable by the way you breathe. Now, as the breath gets comfortable, there is a tendency sometimes to focus on the comfort and to forget about the breath, in which case you lose the foundation for your concentration. So to counteract that tendency, the next step is to be aware of the whole body as you breathe in, the whole body as you breathe out. And a good way to build up to that whole body awareness is to go through the body section by section first, to familiarize yourself with how the breathing feels in different parts of the body. A good place to begin is down around the navel. Locate that part of the body in your awareness. Where is your navel right now? And watch it for a while as you breathe in, breathe out, to see what rhythm of breathing feels good there. Although perhaps the word watching is not right. Feel the breathing in that part of the body. And if there's any tension or tightness in that part of the body, allow it to relax so that no new tension builds up as you breathe in and you don't hold on to any tension as you breathe out. Now move your attention up to the solar plexus, the area right in front of your stomach, and follow the same three steps there. One, locate that part of the body in your awareness. Two, observe the breath there as you breathe in, breathe out to see what rhythm of breathing feels good there. And then three, if there's any tension or tightness in that part of the body, allow it to relax. Now move your attention to the middle of the chest and follow the same steps there. Now come up to the base of the throat. Now come to the middle of the head. As you breathe in, think of the breath energy coming in not only through the nose, but also through the eyes, the ears. In from the back of the head, down from the top of the head, going deep into the brain. And as you breathe out, think of it radiating out from the head in all directions. Gradually working through any patterns of tension you may feel in your forehead, around the eyes, in the jaws, in the back of the neck. And gently dissolving those patterns of tension away. Bring your attention to the back of the neck, right at the base of the skull. As you breathe in, think of the breath energy entering there from the back, and then going down through the shoulders, the arms, the wrists, hands, fingers, out to the tips of the fingers. And then as you breathe out, think of it radiating out from all those parts of the body into the air. by keeping your attention focused on the back of the neck. This time as you breathe in, think of the breath energy entering there and then going down both sides of the spine, down to the tailbone. And as you breathe out, think of it radiating out from the entire back into the air. And as you get more sensitive to the back, if you notice that you're holding more tension in one side than the other, see if you can get that side to relax, to bring things into balance. And see if you can keep it relaxed as you breathe in, as you breathe out. And bring your attention to the tailbone. As you breathe in, think of the breath energy entering there and then going down to the hips, the legs, past the ankles, the feet, to the tips of the toes. And then as you breathe out, think of it radiating out from all those parts of the body into the air. And that completes one cycle in the survey of the body. If you're meditating on your own, you can go through the body as many times as you like, at whatever pace you like. But for right now, choose any one spot in the body where it seems most congenial to focus your awareness. Let your attention settle there, and then from that spot, spread out to fill the whole body. So you're aware of the whole body breathing in, the whole body breathing out. Let the breath find whatever rhythm feels good. You just try to maintain this sense of centered but broad awareness. It may have a tendency to shrink, especially on the out-breath. So each time you breathe in, remind yourself, whole body. Each time you breathe out, whole body. The center but broad awareness is healing for the body, healing for the mind. And it's also a good foundation for insight to arise. But for the time being, don't worry about the insights. Just try to make sure that this foundation is strong, solid, secure.